Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, it's 9 o'clock on a Friday, which means Mike Valeni joins the show. What's going on, Michael? Mike, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry, Jeff. I didn't hear. Attic. My bad. What's up?
What's going on? I figured we were a little late in the segment. We got talking about the Tesla, so I didn't want to cut off any more of your team time.
That's cool.
Thanks, bud.
Dude, busting people's balls about what they drive is like busting chops about what they drink. Like, we're adults. Drive whatever you want.
Exactly. Take that, John. Take
that.
You
know what I mean? Like, you know, we're not, well, I can't say we're not 18 anymore because, of course, I would never promote underage drinking. We're not kids anymore. Like, who gives a damn what anybody drinks? Just drink what you like. It's like driving. I don't know. The electric thing? It's not for me, but hey, God bless. Have fun. Do your thing. Your car farts. God bless.
It does. Multiple farts.
Yes. Oh, you got different buttons?
There's different types of farts.
Okay.
Mike,
yeah,
next time I see you, I'll play
like
it for you.
Coolio's ride. He's got buttons, and it boosts.
It's kind of like, you know, my car is kind of like Mike's audio board. It really is.
I got all kinds of tricks and toys on there.
Yeah, I can get my car to say summer penis, too.
All of our teams blow. I got to do something to entertain myself. What do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm. What are you expecting to see on Sunday?
Ever watch a murder?
Yeah.
I mean, John, I just heard you guys talking about it. I don't know. I mean, this is my issue with this team. It's pointless. Like, there's nothing to even watch. I mean, like, all right, the Texans are god-awful. We all agree. And we know part of it is not their fault. It's that their quarterback's potentially going to jail. Like, at least if you watch them, you have Davis Mills, and you look at it and go, okay, I don't think Davis Mills is the future, but he's a third-round pick, and I can watch him. I can look at that. John, we don't have anything. And now with this potential of Taylor Decker missing the year, we don't even get to evaluate Sewell at the position you drafted him for, which I think it's Okuda 2.0. It's devastating because now you'll have a wasted rookie year. He's not going to play left tackle. He's going to be the right tackle. But now he's got to play left because, and again, John, I don't know if what you're hearing is different from what I'm hearing. This Decker thing, very serious. And, yeah, there's a legitimate chance he's gone for the year. Like, I don't even – what am I watching?
So
you know, Stafford's just going to helicopter us.
Here's what I think about the whole Decker situation. If Sewell gets to play the entire year at left tackle and they end up liking him at left tackle, now is the time to go ahead and say, hey, Taylor Decker, you're going to move to right. You've got an entire year. This is his hand, right? He could still take pass sets. He could still come out of stances. He could still go through the mental reps of, you know, of getting and making that transition from left to right.
I don't disagree, but there's two things, and you know this. A, when you go from left to right, the team's going to go after your money because you're not the same guy anymore. B, look, the issue at hand here, and you heard Campbell say it, John. He didn't sound too happy with Taylor Decker because he had made – you know, you got to read between the lines with some of these dudes.
He made
the comment, well, you know, when he's mentally ready, da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
There's definitely a disconnect here. So, John, I'm fine with it, but this is a business. Taylor Decker was paid as a left tackle, and he knows. Taylor knows this, and you know it as a former player. Hey, if they take a tackle and kick him to guard, that offseason, they're coming to you for a few Easter eggs. they're going to come to you and try to get some of that money.
Yeah, but he just signed a new contract with for 4 years. He's got all the leverage right now.
Yeah, or he could say, well, that's it. I don't want to be here no more. I'm not going to play right tackle. See, that's the other problem. I'm with John, I'm with you. If they weren't men, they're just machines, 100%, I'm down. I've said it from the start. If you draft a guy in the top 10, it's not a right tackle. You put him at left and move Decker to right and let's play. But you know the drill. Egos are a part of it. Emotions are a part of it. Look, Sunday, I don't know, man. I hope both teams have fun.
Michael,
there's nothing to watch.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, though. So you are a New Yorker. It's one of the things I respect about you. You bring it out every now and then, and you talk about how much New Yorkers are harder than other people, right? So give me your internal New Yorker and put it in this situation. Should Lions fans, in your eyes, be rooting for Stafford or against Stafford?
That whole thing is played. I mean, yeah, you want the draft pick. But there's a unique thing here, and it's a vitriol towards ownership. So it's kind of a win-win. If you lose, your pick gets better. Okay, great. And if you don't and Stafford just balls out, it makes Sheila and Martha and that whole ridiculous family look every bit as ridiculous as they are. You had this guy, and the minute he leaves, you're homeless. And, oh, look, the minute he leaves, he's one of the five or six best guys in the league. So I don't know that there's a loser in it. I mean, no, I don't openly root for guys who leave. You know, and yeah, you want the pick, but Riggs, I got bad news. I mean, it doesn't matter, like, what happens. The Rams are going to win 11 or 12 games. There's no scenario, unless Stafford gets broken in half, where they're not in the, I don't know, what do you want to say, 25 to 32 range in the first round?
I would agree with that, yeah.
There's nothing we can do. The bigger problem here is just the plan that they put in place, that Goff would be a table setter. It's already reaching a point where it's untenable. I mean, you have people calling a radio station clamoring for David effing Blau. If we've reached that point in week 7, and that's a horribly stupid take, but it's happening. What do you think is going to happen in week 12?
They could be clamoring for Kyle Trask.
Oh, here we go. Gov, go ahead. Take the victory lap. I don't care.
Look, you wouldn't want him to play yet anyway. So,
but Gov, guess what? I would. You know why? Because there's no development going on.
And that's my point roster, why they should have taken him last year.
Yeah, and I'm not mad at it. Hell, Rico brought it up. Buyer's remorse yet on Sewell. Not anything to do with Sewell. More to do with, do you wish you would have taken a QB? There's no way they can trot Jared Goff out there by Thanksgiving, much less opening day next year.
And Rico think he's playing until Thanksgiving next year, right?
No, there's no chance. Come on.
That's where I went into a live read and ignored him. There's nothing I can do with that comment. I can't.
All right.
It's not Jared Goff's fault. I'm not trying to crush the guy. He's not any good. We all knew it. We can't act surprised. It's just so much worse. Like, when you look at, like, and I know it's geeky, but like air yards and yards per attempt, that's where today's game is. Mm-hmm. Goff isn't just bad. He's 32 of 32. His average pass thrown travels 3 yards. Unsustainable.
Mike, any just a glimmer, like the longest of shots with maybe Kenny Pickett and what's happening?
I can't do it. Like, I hear Doug and Scott do this every day, and it drives me bananas. Like, you're talking about Kenny Pickett and Malik Willis because the first six guys sucked.
Yeah.
You eventually find someone, and that's how E.J. Manuel was a first-round pick. The demand always, unless it's rare, is always bigger than the actual stock, the actual supply. Quarterbacks are going to go. There wasn't a soul talking about Kenny Pickett or talking about Malik Willis. It's because the Rattlers and the Slovises and the Daniels and the Strong, all these guys have stunk. So I can't do it, Gus. If I'm the Lions, this is why, even though I know he doesn't look good, and maybe he's a bust, if Miami's getting Deshaun Watson and my sweet little Tua is going to get dealt, that's where the Lions need to be at the front of the line. Nothing crazy, but at least you can take the year and a half and try that. I'm not taking a QB in this draft. Not doing it.
There's no one to take.
No, John, like I said this to Doug and Scott the other day. Fine. First overall, I take Kayvon Thibodeau. Number 28 overall, I take George Karlaftis. Bookend the ends. Let's build this thing the right way. I can't sit there and be like, oh, yeah, F it, Kenny Pickett. Are you kidding? I mean, that's how you end up with, like, the JP Costellos and, you know, just bums.
Right.
I don't want it.
And anybody you're going to draft late in the first round or the second round, you're drafting as a number two, not as a number one.
Right. And that's where if I draft defense, if you draft positional players, you're slotting in starters. And, like, with no sarcasm, they're 11 starters away on defense. They don't have a single guy here who's going to be here in 3 years. On offense, it's like you have no wide receivers that will be here. You know, running backs are interchangeable. By the time they're ready to win, you're probably getting rid of Swift because you're not going to pay him.
Right.
Hockenson, yeah, super. I mean, if I'm Hockenson, I'm never re-signing him. I mean, it's horrific.
He's really tearing it up, too.
No, but Rieger, I'm making a point to
you. No, I get you.
Where you get in a dangerous spot. Everybody wants to, like, wrap their arms around Hockenson and Decker and be like, well, I can't trade them. They're assets. I think you're at least 2 years from winning. So what the hell is the point? By the time you're ready to even go 500, you're going to have to pay Hockenson like he's Travis Kelce. I don't know. Is that really how I want to, you know, run my roster? You know, by the time you're ready to win, Decker has 1 or 2 years left on his deal. He's going to be knocking on the door for another one. Like, I know it's a horrible way to look at it, but this is the situation we're in. That's where I've been all about it. Liquidate whatever you have. This thing is worse than anyone realized. Just get as much draft capital as you can. We got to blow this thing apart, but they won't. They just won't do it.
Michael, what about the dog of the week? I'm told you lost last week's dog, but you've been red hot for the entirety of the season.
Jesus, man. I'm not a machine. I'm just a guy.
I'm not blaming you, dude. I'm just giving the stats. I was giving you a compliment.
Yes, last week sucked. I have one I like, though, this week. Like, really, really
what do you got?
We're going to roll with my boys from West Point, the Black Knights of the Hudson. Yep. I love Army this week. Love, love, love. Number 16, 6-0 Wake Forest. Goes to Mikey Stadium and is only laying 3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, 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 no. What is Wake Forest's Achilles heel? They're horrendous against the run. You go, you play Army midseason. Your athletic director should be fired for scheduling this game. You have no time to prep for it. It's going to be fall foliage, the cannons. They're going to have the war mules out. Army, you can keep the 3. Army's going to win the game. But Army plus 3. Love, love, love.
There you go.
Mike Valeni, what do we got coming up tonight, this afternoon?
Well, TJ is going to come in, and we're going to battle on Decker, which will be fun. Picks, we're going to try and do a little bit more college football, too, because it's just more interesting than the Lions. But, yeah, Stafford-wise, who needs the game more? Who needs it more, Stafford or Goff?
I love this.
Like, does Goff have to play decent in order to even be the starter next week? Does Stafford have to somehow rub it in the Lions' face? Just kind of this idea, who's got to have this one a little bit more?
Plus, on Fridays, you guys played Who Said It, which I love.
Favorite game of the week, man.
Get to know Roberto and Who Said It. Freaking love it.
Roberto putting a hit on a kid was almost as disturbing as the fact that a wrestling match ended up in a dead dog. Roberto's life is a hurricane of disaster.
Fascinating.
It's amazing.
See, and kudos to you guys for figuring out a way to use it. Michael, thank you, and we'll listen to you today.
All right, guys. Enjoy Michigan winning by 50. See you guys later.
I think they don't even cover. Mike Valeni from The Afternoon Show with Rico Barrett as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.